With millions of people in Italy slowly returning to their jobs, one thing which proved its worth during the shelter-in-place was the cloud, as many knowledge workers didn't miss a beat and were able to work from home. But questions remain. With a vaccine not expected until 2021 and subsequent waves of COVID-19 expected, where is the new normal for IT and the services it provides to clients? Guido Angelo Ingenito, who comes to us in this interview from Bologna, Italy, is the Group IT Manager for TXT eSolutions, a provider of engineering software for verticals like aerospace and aviation, car making and transportation, as well as technology for the financial industry. The company is a significant player in IT and is listed on the Italian Stock Exchange. We thought it would be interesting to find out how Guido and his team dealt with the change in behaviors of end users working from home rather than in the office, and also the things that Guido and his team have learned.
Before the pandemic, we were able to operate our business normally. But due to the pandemic, we have seen smart working coming up, mostly of the users. We have seen a higher adoption of collaboration tools such as Microsoft Teams. And we have also seen a few activities of insourcing for customers where the smart working was not applicable. We had to insource various systems to still continue producing software for them, for the customers. So have seen a huge change from before the pandemic and when the pandemic arised.
Gotcha. When you look at just a small change like this, it may not seem like much, but when you have your end users all relocated from the office out into their homes and working from their homes, how does that affect you?
Initially, we had to rethink the way we were working, honestly. It has not been so dramatic since at least half of my colleagues are working remotely from the beginning of the time, I would say. So there has been a change. Let's say business units which were working on premises, they swapped to the online environment, and the online it was performed through their houses. Thanks to the collaboration tools we implemented so far, thanks to the IT fleet of endpoints we set up, it has been not so dramatic the change on the habits of the end users, but for sure something changed. And what changed is the way they organize meetings, how they reach each other, and thanks to the collaboration tools we implemented so far, it has not been so dramatic, you know, to swap from a condition to another. What is true is that before the pandemic, we were using 0.5% of our capacity on collaborative tools, while now we are using them daily, let's say 98% or 100%.
Ah, okay. So in terms of going forward, you know, after restrictions are lifted and people start to slowly return back to work, how many of the new ways of working, whether it's the way you work or the way your end users work, are there things in there where you've looked at it, where your team has looked at it and said, hey, that's actually a good idea. I think we'll do this going forward. How much of these new ways of working do you think will stick?
I don't know. For sure, from my company point of view, the communication was good and we gave clear instruction to the employees on what to do. So they swapped instantly from, office activities to smart working activities. From the day one, we were using the technologies, the tools we have on our endowments to do business like usual. This has not been the same from our customers' side. We work, for example, American Airlines or Lufthansa, and they for sure suffered the pandemic more. The customers were not able to do business as usual due to the restriction imposed by the governments, basically.
Yeah. You're learning new things, obviously. You're being pushed into an experiment that you had no idea was going to be conducted. Does this change your IT roadmap at all?
I don't think we're going to change our roadmap, honestly. We need to change the way we approach our normal lifetime. For example, we will be back with new rules. The offices will not have for sure the same layout they had in the past, but this will apply also to restaurants, for example. this pandemic came with the opportunity to review the way we were working before. So I think we will look at smart working activities to make them more, even more effectively. But the roadmap of projects we had, which were driven by a risk analysis and by measuring the risks, will remain almost the same. So we were on a good track before. We'll still move forward with our roadmap of defined initiatives, tweaking them a little bit, but not that much, honestly.
Well, it sounds like one of the things the pandemic did was it exposed you and your IT team for providing services that turned out to be pretty solid.
Yeah, that's true. We still need to further invest on business continuity, but it's just tweaking what we have. It's not the revolution of our posture, you know, to support the users to work.
So when you established these collaboration tools originally, were there any thoughts about how they might come into play during a crisis?
Well, we were not thinking to a pandemic when we designed the IT landscape of TXT Group. We were thinking about approaching the design as a roadmap. So when I have been hired from TXT Group 2 years ago, the first month of activity was all about defining a roadmap of initiatives which we had to perform to identify weaknesses and solve them in a timely fashion and also on a budget constraints. We developed a roadmap of different initiatives on all the areas, the application area, the operation area, and the compliance and security. Well, a main driver to our transformation, it's something we call digital transformation within our company. The main driver has been two, the GDPR compliance and the ISO 27001 certification we had to take for our customers. Thanks to the GDPR and the ISO certification, we had the opportunity to address every weakness within our perimeter and to arrive to the current situation. So, for example, we had a huge transformation of the data center. We had a huge standardization of the network environment supporting our users. We implemented new tools to support the software development processes. We concentrated all the source code of our applications within a single repository, which is based on Microsoft Azure DevOps instance. Another topic has been the upgrade of our ERP system, which is still ongoing and is a high demanding project. We did also standardize the endpoints belonging to our fleet, introducing security measure. We work obviously from the organizational point of view and from the technical point of view. From the organizational point of view, we implemented a structure of policies which apply to our users and the technology has been supporting these policies. For example, we implemented the most common tools, antivirus, content filtering, plus central syslog tools, but with the compliance in mind.
So did you roll out desktop as a service?
Yes, we do. As a software house and providing services to the end customers, we do use most of our workloads within the data center to host virtual servers. As far as the pandemic, we have seen a growth on the usage of the server farm. It's not strictly virtual desktop infrastructure. It's mostly the usage of the infrastructure to support the business processes. For example, the software development or the build processes we are running to build our software solution, basically. So yes, we have seen an increase.
Well, Guido, one of the points that I wanted to hit, we had talked about this earlier before we started recording, was about the upgrade that you did a couple of years ago.
Yes, absolutely, yes. We made a choice of standard Nutanix nodes, which are based on Supermicro, and they came from the fabric pre-installed. We had to rack them, configure them, and bring them to life. And at a certain point of our roadmap of initiatives, we decided that the three-tier infrastructure was not enough to better support our business. This has been also driven by a compliance matter. For example, the demand of GDPR about business continuity, but it was the same remark from ISO 27001 about implementing business continuity processes with risk analysis in mind, we came across the idea to get rid of the three-tier infrastructure and move to a better infrastructure. What does it mean, better infrastructure? An infrastructure which can scale out according to our real needs and can grant us the high availability or better service level than ever. So thanks to the implementation of the project with Nutanix, we identified the new gears to run our production, thanks also to other tools, the software solution which led us to implement business continuity processes. So the process with Nutanix has been straightforward. It has been implemented the first week of March, and thanks to the precious work done by the sales guys in Italy and the system engineers from Nutanix, we have been able to get the gears delivered from San Francisco the 12th of March and get the entire production landscape over the new Nutanix farm in 3 days, basically. So the 12th, we received the gears, and on Monday, which was the 15th, we were running most of our workload. I would say 100% of our workloads from the new farm. So this has been a project done in smart working. So I was sitting in my home, and some guys were working on the data center side to get the hardware installed on the rack. But this has been very straightforward and fast implementation.
Okay, so with the upgrade, what are some of the benefits that you've seen so far?
So basically, the greatest improvement we find out among having satisfied the requirements from the GDPR has been looking at our warehouse running at least 50% faster than before. So we were used to run the same workload on the three-tier infrastructure. And when we went to Nutanix to run the same workload on Nutanix, we had an improvement of performance. As of now, what we were able to do in 3 hours of a huge, intense calculation, we are now able to do it in 1.5 hours. So this has been the greatest improvement we have seen from the performance side. Furthermore, we also have seen other kind of improvements from the user side, which were, again, on the perception of the performance of the server farm, which has been increased this time dramatically. So from the business perspective, having a better and more performant data center environment means also the build processes we are running on delivering, on building our software products are done in half of the time. This improves our capabilities in terms of planning a build and delivering and getting the software solution ready for the testing phase, you know?
Right, right. You know, as you were talking, it kind of made me recall speaking with Alberto Filicetti last fall about his stories of driving around Italy with demos in the back of his car. And obviously, you were probably one of those people that he drove over to see. What is your recollection of those days?
So we need to do a huge step back in the memories. Let's say it was 5 years ago that I first met Alberto Filicetti, and I was working for another company. At that time, I was within the shipbuilding industry, and we were building fantastic motor yachts for our customers all around the world. So the first time I met Filicetti, it has been love at the first scene, for sure. The technology that he had to explain me the difference between the three-tier infrastructure and the hyper-convergent infrastructure. And I took at home the web scale capabilities the platform had. Basically, I'm a returning customer. So I have been customer in Ferretti Group, and I have been a customer within TXT Group. In Ferretti, I had the chance to discuss with the business to take a decision. The choices were continue to invest on the three-tier infrastructure, which was just a tactical choice, or make a strategical choice. And we went to the strategical choice, which was based on Nutanix. We had the opportunity to implement a PLM product, which was based on Siemens PLM. So Teamcenter from Siemens. The first investment we did on the Nutanix platform was just to support the Siemens PLM. Afterwards, the initial investment has been paid since we had the opportunity to implement a project on SAP upgrade, and we took our Ferretti Group SAP landscape over Nutanix, which proved the first choice was just good. So we moved forward with the same technology, we scaled to new workloads, and at that time I was one of the first customers running SAP over Nutanix in Italy. And probably it was not even a certified solution, but was running very nice. When I left Ferretti, I joined TXT Group as a group IT manager. Of course, I had a lack in my environment, which was the way I was used to play with the data center infrastructure, the way to scale out, the way to support our workloads. But after 2 years, I have been very proud of becoming again a Nutanix customer and to take the TXT Group workloads over Nutanix as well. So now we can scale out the same way I was used to do in Ferretti Group. The project were so successful that they're still running, okay?
Hey, I want to ask you a question about yourself and find out a little about who you are and where you came from. When did you first get interested in technology?
Probably I was 3 years old or 4 years old, and my uncle was working for IBM, and I had the first experience over IBM PCs. That's my first met of technology. I'm a computer science engineer, so it has been my field of studies, and it's been my work, my passion from the beginning, probably.
That's quite from the beginning, all right.
Yeah, I was 4 years for sure.
Guido Angelo Ingenito is the Group IT Manager for TXT eSolutions. The company is based in Milan with offices in Germany, the UK, France, Switzerland, and the US. You can learn more about them at txtgroup.com. Thanks for listening. This is the Tech Barometer Podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Tech Barometer is a podcast from The Forecast. Our website is theforecastbynutanix.com.